Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, hello, hello. All right. We've got another one. And since I recorded yesterday's to today, I actually got a question via the electronic text messaging. You know, have you noticed that every single platform of everything online has a message system? Instagram has a message system. Facebook obviously has a message system. Twitter has a message system. Your website has a message. Everything. Oh, there's a million ways for people to contact you. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be completely and totally honest, I don't check all of those different messages all the time. Sometimes people are like, well, I sent you a message on the Instagram messenger or the Facebook messenger or the this messenger or that one. Did you see it? And I say, maybe. But this particular inquiry came to me, and the question was essentially, how do you come up with topics to write about? How do you come up with topics and subjects to write about? Number one, observe the world. That's the first thing. Observe the world. If you want to be a creative writer, or if you want to bolster your writing, if you want to engage in creative matters, particularly in writing, you've got to observe the world around you. And you say, duh, of course, I know that. But do you? What I see in our world is I see a lot of people, and it's not just teenagers and it's not just millennials. It's pretty much everybody who is in possession of some type of a smartphone device or whatever. And even before the smartphones, people would become very, very consumed by whatever was going on, and they're right there in front of their face, or consumed by their own inner thoughts. And this is something that's very easy, and it's very common for humans to do, is to become so consumed with your own thoughts and what's going on around you, or worries or problems, or I got to do this, I got to do this, 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 this. If you're constantly focusing on either A, your mobile phone and what the next ping is going to be, or what the next picture is going to be, or whatever, you're not looking at the world around you. You're not observing. You're not paying attention. And I've seen this. I've witnessed this for decades and decades. Probably 30 years ago, I started on the path of being a trained observer. And that's not an arrogant thing. Being a trained observer, and it's not something that necessarily comes naturally to people. Because most people want to focus on them and their thoughts and what's going on with them at the moment. But to be a trained observer, you have to kind of stop paying attention to you and pay attention to other things. And often the best way to do that is just position yourself in a place where you can hear and see everything that's going on around you. Successful hunters are excellent observers. Successful hunters, people, and you say, what do you mean? Why do you qualify that with successful? Well, the truth is anybody can get a hunting license, buy a shotgun or a rifle, and walk out into the woods. Just because you bought a shotgun or a rifle or whatever and you walked out into the woods doesn't necessarily mean you're going to come back with meat or game or whatever. You have to be able to observe the world around you. And a person who wants to be a successful hunter, if they want to be that, they're going to have to close their mouths, open up both of their ears, and pay attention to their surroundings. Because believe it or not, 99 times out of 100, your quarry or your game isn't just going to walk up and stand in front of you and say, "Hi, here I am, put an arrow in me," or whatever. No, generally you have to notice, and you have to notice them before they notice you. Because eventually the game, whether it's a deer or a wild boar or a turkey or whatever, eventually they're going to notice you. And as soon as they notice you, they're going to probably see you as a threat and they're going to take off. So you have to notice them before they notice you. That is the trick to hunting. The trick to hunting is to notice them before you. They notice you. Also, another trick to hunting is to see sign, such as their poo-poo, their scat, their prints. If you're looking out to get a white-tailed deer, you walk around the woods and you see where the bucks have been scraping their horns against the trees and so on and so forth. But my point is this. If you want to be a good writer, you need to be able to observe the world. And you can't observe the world if you're focusing on day-to-day, hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute problems, or you're focusing on that attention vampire that you call a mobile phone. Especially young people. Young people who have never known a world, and when I say young people, I mean people that they're the age of my children and younger, my children who are adults now. Young people have never grown up in a world. They've never been in a world without an internet. They've never been in, and especially 20s and under. You know, if you're less than 30 years old, you really have never been in a world that didn't involve mobile phones. Now, maybe when you were in kindergarten or something, mobile phones were rare. But by the time you came of age, every single person over age 9 had a phone. You probably had one. If you're 25 years old, you probably had one for 10 years, 15 years or more. And you've conditioned yourself to constantly look at that thing. And there's a lot of good things that can come from direct mobile communications. But if you're trying to engage in creative endeavors, you're not going to be able to do it if you're constantly staring at that attention vampire, because you're not going to be able to put your mind on creative things. You've got to observe the world. Some of the best writers in history were people who were quietly observing the world. Thoreau is probably the number one candidate for observing the world, you know, with his book Walden. And there have been many others, of course. But the fact of the matter is, if you are striving or endeavoring to be a creative writer, whether it's screenplays or whether it's fiction novels or whether it's inspirational or motivational text, maybe you just want to write poetry, whatever it is, in the creative genre, I hate that word because it always sounds so pretentious, it's almost impossible. Have you guys noticed that? Quick aside. It's almost impossible not to say or hear someone say genre without either sounding or seeming pretentious. It's like people who throw the word eclectic into their vocabulary. It's almost impossible to say the word genre or eclectic without sounding pretentious. It's almost impossible to say the word pretentious without sounding pretentious, but that's a story for another day. So my advice to you for this day on the Morning Mindset program is, if you want to engage in creative writing, whatever it is, make yourself observe the world. And in order to observe the world, you've got to minimize and eliminate as many distractions as possible. And one of those big distractions is that thing you call a mobile phone or a smartphone. So minimize your distractions and get out there, close your mouth, open up both your ears and your eyes, and observe the world. And see what you can see. And I bet you, after doing that for a while, you might feel a little bit more creative and a little more inspired. And if not, I don't really know what to tell you. Try it again. All right, this is me, your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.